She tilted her head to the side. Now, are we counting the rehearsal dinner when Great-Grandma Mildred told him he was a terrible waiter? Sam rolled his eyes. Or that weird second cousin of yours who thought it was LeBron James? I winced. Dude, you really shouldn't play anything sportsball related. He pointed at me. Accurate. Christy was the athletic one. Basketball, soccer, golf, she could do it all. Sam, however, couldn't catch a ball to save his life. But he looked damn good in a pair of glasses holding a book. My mother's laugh cut through the ballroom, and a chill ran down my spine, successfully chasing away the warm, fuzzy fog of alcohol. That was my mother's patented, "I'm about to make a scene" laugh. I threw back the rest of my champagne, preparing for the apocalypse. "By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes," I muttered, grabbing Christy's drink from her hand and finishing it, too. It had far too much rum. Any rum was too much rum, let's be honest. But I soldiered through. I was a trooper like that. "Holy crap," Christy whispered, leaning over my shoulder. "Is that? No way." "Is that my mother, with her hand on Will's chest?" I narrowed my eyes, the seven layers of mascara protesting the movement. "Why, yes. Yes, it is." The man I'd thought I'd spend the rest of my life with was leaning just a little too close to my mother and smiling as she whispered something in his ear. My stomach tightened in the same way it had when I'd found that three-week-old banana in my duffel bag after a road trip. To be fair, it could have also been all that alcohol combined with a lack of food.
"Why? How?" Christy whisper shouted. "He definitely wasn't invited. Is she trying to hook you guys back up?"
"I mean, her older sister's daughter is getting married at 24, a whole year younger than her daughter. I wouldn't put anything past her." I shrugged, trying to be nonchalant. By Christy's well-practiced side-eye, I could tell she wasn't fooled for a second.
"What? Don't look at me like that. I want nothing to do with him. I thought throwing all his stuff out the window was a pretty clear message."
She frowned, then turned to study Sam, who had suddenly become very interested in his cufflink.
"Samuel, what do you know?"
He sighed, resignation pulling his shoulders forward. He clasped her hands in his and kissed the top of each one.
"My dearest wife, please forgive me."
She raised an eyebrow.
"You're so weird. What am I forgiving you for?"
He flashed her a sheepish grin.
"Your mom told me Aunt Cynthia demanded a plus one. You were stressed out, so we didn't tell you and just added an extra chair to the family table."
She cocked her head and studied him before nodding.
"Good man. I would have committed homicide if I had to do that seating chart one more time, and then I wouldn't have gotten to wear this pretty dress."
They kissed, eliciting some hoots and a chorus of silverware clanging against long abused glasses. Christy smiled but growled low.
"Remember to use plastic glasses when you get married," she advised me before kissing her husband again.
My mother's laugh rang out again. Jamie, my older brother, weaved through the crowd in his impeccable navy blue tux. He jumped onto the small platform that housed the head table.
"Mayday, mayday," he said. "We better start the speeches before Mom laughs again. Twice as a warning, three times as detonation."
As best man and self-appointed disaster avoidance coordinator, a full-time job, really, Jamie's advice was heeded immediately. Christy and Sam signaled their DJ to begin the speeches as I stood to snag another glass of champagne from a passing waiter. My brother snatched it out of my hand and put it back on the tray.
"Nuh-uh, your cheeks and ears are turning pink and you have the maid of honor speech to give. How drunk are you?"
I snatched it back.
"Whatever, I'm as pale as a ghost. I turn pink with a 4-degree temperature change."
He grabbed it back from me and drank it down. I pouted.
Then my mother laughed for the third time, into a microphone.
We both froze.
"Ground control to Major Tom," I whispered,
spinning to face the woman, nay, dragon, who had somehow given birth to both of us. All of the delicious alcohol in my bloodstream disappeared, and I was suddenly stone-cold sober. Mom's ice-blonde curly hair was perfectly straightened and coiffed, magically hiding the devil horns